Sometimes you roll the dice and get a handful of cards. A Hockey RPF Story. Written by Lady Ally SV and read by Calicuria for Sly as part of ITBE 2016. This story features the pairings Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Alexander Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Evgeny Malkin, Alexander Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, Alexander Ovechkin. Contains additional tags for psychic wolves, friends to lovers, humor, puppies, foyer, developing relationship, 2014 Winter Olympics, threesome, orgasm delay denial, and bottom Gina. This story has been rated explicit and has been tagged. No archive warnings apply. Summary. This is how Sidney Crosby ends up in Alex Ovechkin's living room, one wolf cub in his lap and another gnawing on his Reeboks. When Gino arrives in the U.S., his English is non-existent. He smiles apologetically a lot and Gaunch translates for him. Sidney doesn't care about that. On the ice, Gino is perfectly intelligible. Like Sidney, he's accustomed to playing center, but he falls perfectly into line as Sidney's left wing. That dynamic extends outside of practice to playing video games in the upstairs den at Mario's, talking trash in two languages and passing bags of Doritos between them, while the wolf in the room sits quietly at their feet. Gino hasn't introduced anyone to his wolf so far. Outside of their gaming marathons, Sidney has only seen Gina's wolf from a distance, sitting up on the bench next to Gaunch's wolf at practice, in games. In public, the wolves wear orange companion animal vests, like that'll somehow distract everyone from noticing they're definitely not dogs.
Obladok,
Gina says cheerfully as Sidney swipes one of his guys who's taken shelter behind a pile of crates.
Motherfucker.
The first time Sidney saw a Russian wolf in person was at World Juniors. The wolf was curled on top of Russia's bench, paws tucked behind its head, eyes bright. It took only a moment to figure out whom the wolf belonged to. The coach on the ice, skating out to bring the players into a huddle. None of them had wolves of their own yet. World Juniors was one of the competitions that would determine whether they would. Gina's wolf is barely more than a puppy when Sidney meets him.
Tolia,
Gina says after they win the cup, on the day they spend together with it, the three of them, tossing sticks to Tolia out on Gaunch's lawn.
Tolia, short for Anatoly. You think you're okay?
Just okay, huh? Sidney bumps his shoulder against Gina's. His other arm is hooked over the cup. They've had a few beers. The next time Tolia comes back and sets a stick between them, he brushes his head against Sidney's knee and gives him a deep, penetrating look. Gina scratches Tolia between the ears and says,
Shribochka.
Before he throws the stick again, arcing high over the green grass of the lawn. Hockey players aren't the only ones with wolves. Professional athletes of all stripes earn them. Every photo of Ovechkin's family has three wolves jostling for space at the bottom.
Supposedly, they have a psychic connection,
Dad said when he explained the wolves to Sidney as they watched the 1994 Olympics.
Psychic wolves. Weird, huh?
Sidney said, I want a wolf. What did wolves think about? Smells, probably. Running. Dens. Maybe you'll get a kitten for Christmas, Mom says, glancing at Dad. Wouldn't that be nice? Sidney didn't get a kitten that Christmas, or the one after. He did get a little sister before the next Olympics rolled around, though, and Taylor was even more work than a wolf would have been. Sidney had hockey and school to deal with, but he was old enough that he could change her diapers, help feed her, and fold the seemingly endless piles of clean laundry that piled up in baskets outside the laundry room. Now they're both old enough that he can see a little bit into the future to a time where she'll be not just his baby sister, but his friend. He can see the way that Tolia's relationship with Gino changes over the years, deepens, until he's the one Gino leans on in times of trouble, instead of looking to Gino for entertainment and treats. Maybe that's what they mean by psychic connection. the kind of wordless closeness that comes with someone you know well, past to present, as deep in the blood as family. In Vancouver, they're segregated by nationality down to the dining hall. Gina sneaks Sydney into the Russian section anyway. Sydney wasn't expecting it to be so different from his own housing, but he forgot about the wolves. They're eating lunch when Ovechkin's wolf shows up and tackles Tolia to the floor, playfully biting at Tolia's mouth. Sydney can't help but raise an eyebrow. He's watched enough documentaries on the Discovery Channel to know what that means. Gina stuffs a forkful of rice in his mouth and chews pointedly in response. He gives a little head shake when Sydney opens his mouth.
"Not here,"
he says, swallowing.
"I tell you later."
3 days later, Canada takes home gold. Sydney never gets around to starting that discussion. Ovechkin's wolf Valentina has a litter in the summer, and the Caps do a little feature on it a few months later. Sydney watches the video on Gina's phone, the cubs with their tawny coats tumbling around in Ovechkin's lap, running between Siomen and Kuznetsov, clustering around Ovechkin's dad in the kitchen as he doles out freshly ground meat onto long trays and wet plops.
"They're very cute,"
Gina says, beaming. He makes everyone on the team watch and posts a screen cap on his Instagram with a Russian caption followed by a dozen eyeless smileys.
"Does Ovi get to keep the puppies?"
Sydney asks while they're waiting on the Thai delivery guy to show up at Gina's house. "Are they his now?" Gina shakes his head.
"They're from good family. Must go back to Russia. Find right home. This is big honor for Wolf."
Tolia puts his head on Gina's knee and whines. Gina turns his phone towards Tolia and plays the video again.
"This is my wolf, Valyushka, and these are her babies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5's a lot?" Sydney says. Gina nods.
"Very proud."
When Sydney's at home recovering from the concussion, Gina starts leaving Tolia at Sydney's house during the day sometimes.
"I know you're not reading. No TV. Exercise,"
Gina says, and Sydney protests from his nest of blankets on the couch.
"Tolia, keep an eye on you, and of course report back to me. You listen to book on tape together. His English not so good."
"He's a wolf. He doesn't speak English," Sydney says, because he can only really handle one part of that sentence at a time. Gina ignores him.
"You let him out in the backyard when he wants. I leave him food in kitchen. See you in afternoon."
Tolia stares warily at Sydney on the couch after Gina leaves. Another time, Sydney might have felt unnerved, but now he just has a concussion, and all he can do is sleep. He dozes off and wakes to Sam nosing at his ear, muzzle warm and damp. No, not Sam, who's at home in Coal Harbor. Sydney groans and levers himself up off the couch, opens the French doors onto the back patio, and squints into the afternoon sun as Tolia tears off to relieve himself discreetly behind a row of hedges. Tolia's not domesticated. He won't take a lead and lives off some raw diet Gina buys piecemeal from the fancy butcher in the strip, but he's weirdly well-mannered for a wild animal. He runs right back to the house when he's done, mouth open and tail wagging side to side, and brushes past Sydney as he crosses the threshold. Maybe it wasn't Sydney who made him uncomfortable, just being somewhere he hadn't pissed on. Sydney decides not to think about what this means for Console, and goes back to sleep. The next time Valentina has a litter is the fall after Worlds in Helsinki, which Sydney finds out about from Taylor emailing him a link to one of Ovechkin's tweets. He emails back, "Are you following him on Twitter? Traitor!" and looks at the picture of Ovechkin lying next to Valentina and her nursing cubs. Sydney's a dog person. He can't help but feel a little warm and fuzzy inside, even though it's fucking Ovechkin and Ovechkin's wolf. Gina sidles up to him at practice, mouth open, and Sydney just holds up his hand. "I know. I saw them. They're very..."
"Valya's puppies?"
Gina says.
"I think we go see them this time, while they're still small."
Sydney nods.
"So, Tolia's the, father?" "Sasha and I best Russians in NHL with boy and girl, What you think?
Gina says, going unexpectedly red in the ears.
They match us when we young, have best babies, do best on ice, best everything. You don't know what it's like.
No, I don't, Sydney says. There's a long, tense pause before Gina says,
you come see too, if you want. You like puppies.
I want to see the puppies, Duper says as he skates past them. Gina laughs and flips Duper off.
You see when I post on Instagram.
This is how Sidney Crosby ends up in Alex Ovechkin's living room, one wolf cub in his lap and another gnawing on his Reeboks.
They don't have names yet, of course,
Ovechkin says from the floor, where he's lying on his belly and playing with a third cub. The last is letting Tolia groom him under Valentina's watchful eye. Gina is busy getting everything on camera.
Their new friend named them. I named Valentina after her baba, my mama's wolf. Tolia is after Karlamov because Zhenya thinks he's a big shot. I am big shot, asshole,
Gina says, kneeling in front of Sidney to take a photo of him and the cub chewing on his shirt. Ovechkin grins.
Like I said.
The wolf in Sidney's lap has the same golden eyes as Tolia. She manages to give Sidney a solid copy of her father's even stare as she digs her paws into his thighs and chews on her mouthful of t-shirt. He bends down to rub his nose against hers. This is so much worse than having a lap full of baby. Gina says,
ah, Sid.
And the shutter of his camera clicks. Clicks again. They all end up down on the floor with the cubs eventually, playing tug-of-war and tossing tennis balls around until the cubs are tired enough for a nap. Ovechkin rolls onto his back and yawns at the ceiling, like he's ready for one too.
You are very lucky, Crosby. My Valyushka doesn't let just anyone play with her babies.
Thanks, Sidney says. Gino huffs.
You not think Sasha. You think Valya. She understand you fine.
Sidney turns onto his side so he can see her, gazing at him over the cluster of puppies curled around her. Thank you, Valya. Spasiba.
Oh, look, he has manners,
Ovechkin says, starting a scuffle that ends with Gino putting him in a headlock while Tolia nips at his ankles. Sidney, sensibly, goes for the camera. It's not long after that that the thing with Gino starts. Or maybe it started a while ago, and Sidney just wasn't paying attention. Flower pulls him aside after practice one day and says mildly in French, bro, you need to stop not staring at Gina's junk so hard in the locker room. Sidney almost strangles himself, taking off his jersey.
What?
Please, he's hung like a wienermobile. We all look.
Flower continues. Are you even fitting that in you? Sidney narrows his eyes at Flower.
Really? You think I'm Princess Sidney in bed?
Flower grins.
Oh, so it's his ass you're not looking at. I see.
This is a horrible conversation, but it is not the horrible conversation that Sidney has been having in his head every night before he drifts off to sleep. In that one, he's always standing in front of the guys, tense from head to toe, carefully measuring his breathing. Does everyone know? Flower cocks his head. Maybe not. Maybe not Tanger. He's not so bright.
Fuck off!
Tanger shouts from the hallway.
What's this about?
Gina comes up behind Sidney to put a warm hand on his shoulder. His thumb strokes the back of Sidney's neck. A moment later, Tolia brushes his head against Sidney's neck. Nothing, Sidney says. Let's get out of here. Sidney's never dated a guy before, and he's never really dated anyone long-term, either. Dating Gino turns out to be pretty much the same as being friends with Gino. They play together, get dinner together, hang out together, except now they sleep over at each other's places a few nights a week. Sidney buys a dog bed for Tolia, lines it with a couple of Gino's t-shirts, and puts it in one of the guest bedrooms, which doesn't prevent Sidney from waking up with half a wolf on top of him, but has so far averted interruption during sex. Somehow, they never really get around to discussing... Well, they swap test results for 6 months before they ditch condoms, but that's not the same thing. Sidney doesn't have much of a history, and Gino's with Oksana on and off for years, so it doesn't seem like there's much to talk about. At least up until they start training for Sochi. Gino sits down at breakfast with Sidney with a grim look on his face, and a dozen scrambled eggs, a pound of bacon, and a stack of pancakes between them. The pancakes are cold and overcooked, the bacon limp and lukewarm, but at least the eggs are hot.
Sid.
Gino clears his throat.
We must talk about Olympics.
Sidney checks himself before he dumps an entire bottle of maple syrup on his pancakes. What? You think it's going to be weird playing each other, now that we... He gestures between them with his fork and gets some egg on his cheek for his trouble.
Traditionally, wolves celebrate,
Gina says. That must be awkward with Ovi and... Sidney still doesn't know exactly how it works, the bond between player and wolf, but it must be weird to be psychically fucking someone else secondhand. Does Gino get echo boners? On the ice? In his dreams? Gino looks intently at his sad bacon.
Usually, wolf partners, we do it too.
Says Sidney.
Finish your breakfast,
Gino says after a minute has passed.
I make it for you.
It's terrible, Sidney says. I love you. Sidney doesn't usually say those words outside of bed. That he loves Gino seems both self-evident and weird to declare. Gino says them all the time, patting Sidney on the back, kissing Sidney on the cheek, in front of the press, which seems to fly because he's Russian and the NHL has some serious no-homo goggles on. Right now, though, Gino isn't saying anything. He looks kind of like he wants to sink through the chair and on top of Tolia. Sidney forces himself to take a bit of pancake and chews it thoroughly, considering his next words. Is he better in bed than me?
Sid,
Gina says, looking scandalized.
There is not competition.
Sure there's not, says Sidney. He spears a strip of bacon. Sidney and Ovechkin do not have each other's numbers for many reasons, including sanity and public safety. Gino, however, gave Sidney his passcode years ago. 1771, predictable, and likes to take long showers at home. This gives Sidney an ample window of opportunity to open up the message app, switch out of the Cyrillic keyboard, and... He's still considering his words when Gino steps into the bedroom, toweling his hair.
What?
Gino peers over Sidney's shoulder.
He thinks you're asking him to tea.
I'm not drinking your gross jam tea, Sidney says reflexively. Gino tosses the towel toward the laundry basket.
Maybe you let me ask. Maybe you ask me, too.
Sidney sighs. Sorry.
This...
Gino pauses.
Uncomfortable for you. You not like Sasha.
I gave a handjob to Carter once, Sidney says, before he was a flyer.
Because that makes it better?
Sidney shrugs. It was World Juniors. We won. Someone snuggled in peppermint schnapps.
No, no. Stop there.
Gino takes the phone from Sidney, switches to wake up the dimmed screen, and starts typing.
I'd take care of this. No schnapps.
No schnapps, says Sidney. I promise.
Ovechkin brandishes a bottle of vodka. As they say, vodka makes friends of us all.
No one say that,
Gino says, even as he starts setting out shot glasses on the bedside table. The rooms for the Russian athletes in Sochi are far less Spartan than for the other countries, singles with queen beds. But there's nothing else to use for a table unless they find something to balance on the luggage rack.
More like, it'd spoil everything but the cup.
All 12 teams have a full day off before the quarterfinals. Sydney can't exactly sleep in tomorrow, but at least he won't be letting down his country if he ends up with a hangover. After he fucks the enemy. Awesome. Sydney is about to guilt Nope out of the most surreal sexual experience of his life when Gina sits down next to him on the bed and presses a tender kiss to his temple.
We not drink too much. Just happy, yes? I'll win today.
Ovechkin fills all three glasses to the brim and hands the first to Gina.
1-0. 2-1.
Sydney leans over Gina's lap to take the next glass from Ovechkin. Toasting to gold.
Not yours,
Ovechkin says.
To babies.
Sydney tries to keep his face neutral, but judging from the side eye Gina gives him, he's not doing so well at that. At least Tolia and Valentina aren't here. Whatever celebrating they're doing won't be in the same room. Or maybe they're just off tormenting all the American journalists who keep tweeting about how Sochi is overrun with stray dogs.
Sure, let's toast to that.
This vodka burns smooth the whole way down, warming Sydney's belly. Gina wipes his mouth with the back of his hand, then tilts down his head to press his mouth to Sydney's. The kiss is familiar, normal, except where it's not. The sharpness of the alcohol in their mouths and the weight of Ovechkin's gaze on them. When Sydney pulls away, he catches Ovechkin's eye.
Play nice,
says Gina. Watching them. All of them watching each other, the same way they do on the ice. Maybe it's not fair to make Gino referee, but he's the only one accustomed to crossing the center line, playing each of them against the other. Sydney says, sure.
Uh-huh,
says Ovechkin. They end up with Gino in the middle of the bed on his back.
We're not stressing your ACL,
said Sydney. Sydney's hands wrapped around Gino's dick.
No hurt jaw,
said Gino, and Ovechkin's fingers in Gino's ass.
Such delicate flowers,
said Ovechkin. So Sydney's jaw is fine, but his wrist is getting a little tired from jerking Gino off for 20 minutes.
21!
Ovechkin does something that makes Gino groan and the muscles of his belly twitch against Sydney's knuckles.
Four fingers. What do you think? Bet I could put my fist in there.
Sydney glances at Gino's sweating face and says, maybe not today. Gino grunts, which might be a yes and might be a no. His face is pale against the blue patchwork comforter. His forehead is beaded with sweat, and his dick is heavy and hard in Sydney's grip. Not letting him get off is starting to feel pretty mean. But Sydney is also pretty sure that whoever makes Gino come loses. Not that it's a competition.
It's totally a competition.
Sydney gives another slow tug on Gino's dick, rubbing his thumb against the underside where he can feel Gino's pulse. He leans up to press a kiss to Gino's throat on the next stroke, tightening his grasp further than he means, and that's what makes Gino snap, spilling over Sydney's fingers onto his belly, up the reach of Sydney's arm, fingers digging into the comforter, shaking with tremors that seem to go on and on. Across from Sydney, Ovechkin pulls his fingers free and crows.
Loser goes down.
Sydney narrows his eyes. I want a rematch.
Oh, I see,
says Ovechkin.
We do this again.
Getting off with Ovechkin turns out to be substantially less awkward than the drunken handjob Sydney gave Carter in 2005. For one thing, Carter'd schnapstick and couldn't get off. For another, they're lying next to Gino, who's fucked out and amiably snoring in their direction. Sydney has a hard time getting mad at anyone who has helped put that blissful look on Gino's face, let alone someone who's grinding their dicks together and...
You can't do that.
Sydney drags Ovechkin off his neck before Ovechkin leaves a bruise. I have to go captain my team tomorrow. Ovechkin laughs and bites Sydney's shoulder instead.
Fine.
He shifts up so Sydney's squashed further beneath him.
Give it to me, Captain Canada.
This should not be doing it for Sydney. Sidney does not want to know he's into Ovechkin's weird, dirty talk.
You're the worst.
You're still talking.
Ovechkin slaps his palm over Sidney's mouth.
Clearly, I'm not doing a good job.
Canada wins gold at Sochi. Russia comes in a disappointing fifth. Sidney makes it up to Gina by fisting him while Ovechkin holds him down on the bed. That's not Olympic medal, but it's pretty fucking great. And then, 3 months later,
this one, she very small.
Gina places the last of Valia's new puppies into Sydney's arms. She's only a few weeks old, her eyes not yet open.
Problem with her mouth. She not get matched out like the others. I think maybe she for you.
Oh, says Sidney. His wolf fits in his palm. His wolf. She has coarse fur and tiny ears and tiny toes and a hare lip, and she's his wolf and he's her human. Hey, baby. Tolya butts his head against Sidney's ankle, so Sidney brings her down so Tolya can sniff her.
I'm putting this on the internet,
Ovechkin says, brandishing his phone.
What's her name? Reebok?
Sidney rolls his eyes. Fuck off. He's naming her... Hi, says Kitten. The end. Thanks for listening.